You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Hannah.
How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. It's really good. It's really nice weather today. Always perks up everything.
Mm.
So what are we going to be looking at today?
So the book that I have today is called...
It's Glen Calhoun.
It is. You know him?
Yeah, my mum is a massive fan.
Poetry. Yeah. He's a great poet.
I saw him, he came to the Tauranga Writers Festival a couple of years ago, and he did like a sit down and he read one of his poetry books. I can't remember what it was called. But yes, he's great.
He is very great. And in addition to being a poet, he's also a GP.
Yes.
And that's something that really informs his work. It's a theme that sort of recurs quite a bit.
Yeah.
So this little book, it's called Late Love, Sometimes Doctors Need Saving As Much As Their Patients.
Wow.
And it's part of the amazing Bridget Williams book text series.
Mm.
And what these are, I don't know if you've ever come across these.
I've got one actually.
Oh, what one have you got?
I cannot remember.
Oh yeah. There are a lot of them. But these are
a
short, slim, really brief books that you can fit in your pocket. And how they pitch them is that they're short books on big subjects from great New Zealand writers. And you can sort of read them on your smartphone or e-reader, or these small paperbacks, which are $15. And there are over 35 of them in the series, and they're constantly publishing more. And the topics are really excellent. You know, they sort of range from... gender inequality, cycling, science, migration, economics.
I think the one that I have is something to do with like the topic around refugees.
They've done ones on the Christchurch earthquakes, the housing crisis, climate change. So they're really pertinent ideas and issues that affect New Zealanders. And I just love them, you know, that you have some of our best thinkers take an idea and fully explore and develop them. And I think we really need that, you know. I think it's really important publishing.
Yeah, and especially when it's like so compact as well, like it's nice to kind of feel like you're not going to be overwhelmed by this large book.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every time I read one of these, I always feel much more informed and a little bit brainier about a particular topic. And so I really do recommend having a look at these series. But this one, it's about 46 pages long. I read it in my lunch break. And... So he's a poet and a GP, and it's really about him reconciling his passion for writing with his work as a youth worker and GP for the youth. He's a youth specialty doctor in Levin in the Horowhenua, and this was actually adapted from a keynote speech that he gave at the APAC Health Forum in 2013. And so he writes about the pressure put on the health system, you know, how not all appointments can be fit into, there's this expectation that they have to be 15 minute long consultations.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's impossible to get to the root of a problem. You know, and he says that, he refers to this essay quite regularly himself, just to remember why he does what he does, because it's quite hard work. So it's a really great piece, you know. And because he's a poet, it's really smartly written, beautiful insights. Sometimes it's funny, and it's a beautiful mix of kind of memoir and commentary on the health system. In some ways it's quite idealistic, because he sort of says, you know, I think the health system would work better if we could do this, but I don't know if the big powers that be, you know, are sort of open to that.
The health system is a hard one as well. Like, I find the patient-doctor relationship seems to be always quite tense, because, you know, you arrive for your appointment and you always have to wait, and then you get this, like, small gap, and then you feel like you're undervalued, but then the doctor's under the pressure of getting through a certain amount of patients. Like, it's a really hard way to find any balance with that. Yeah.
It's a struggle. And in here, you know, he writes about how a lot of the work he does is with youth, and you know, the youth aren't often sick, not often sick, but a lot of the problems can be sort of mental health or psychological issues that, you know, need a little bit more time and care. And he writes about too that kind of battle of his whole career in medicine, he sort of wanted to leave medicine to commit fully to poetry and writing. And it's only recently that he's sort of reconciled the two. His poetry is always, his medicine, work in medicine has always informed his work in poetry.
Mm.
But then he noticed that it sort of started coming around the other way as well. So cool. He sort of reconciled it. So it's quite a beautiful read. And, you know, if anyone's interested in healthcare or the medical profession or poetry, you know, it's
great kind of combination.
Book. Yeah.
Brilliant. It sounds fantastic. And it's tiny as well, which is quite appealing.
Yeah, it's just a really nice slim read. This whole series is just wonderful. Bridget Williams Books is a really important publisher in New Zealand, I think. Yeah.
Cool. Do we have anything else we want to talk about with the book?
I think I just really loved, I loved his insights, you know, and I loved that he's very kind of honest and real about how he doubts himself sometimes as a doctor. Am I doing the right thing? Am I picking everything up? Am I making the right decisions? You know, but it's just really warm and thoughtful. And yeah, I do recommend this.
Brilliant. And it's called Late Love.
Sometimes doctors need saving as much as their patients.
And it's by Glenn Calhoun, and people can get it down at Unity Books.
Yep, $15.
It's a good price. Thank you so much, Karen, for coming in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.